but even telling someone, it's like you have that thing in your head that's just like, they don't believe me, or, you know, there's no point.
I just felt so ostracized and banished, because some people didn't want to face the truth of it.
It's not just being believed, it's being accepted.
Yeah.
As you are.
After being assaulted.
Mm-hmm. And wherever it is that you are in that process.
The survivors I talked to said that these feelings also made it harder for them to seek out mental health help and take other steps toward healing. They said that the lack of support from friends and family discouraged them from going to the police. There is a culture of disbelief that is pervasive in America. We see it in the media, pop culture, in politics, and in law enforcement. When somebody says that they've been raped, there is a tendency to cast doubt. And that applies to the police, too.
It is hands down treated much differently than every other case that law enforcement may get.
Allison Jones Lockwood of End Violence Against Women International says this has to do with misconceptions about this type of crime.
And it goes back to the myths and the stereotypes of sexual assault. The myth that the attack has to be violent, that it has to be committed by a stranger, that the victim needs to fight back, that the victim should be a good victim. And when we have survivors who are outside of the stereotype or outside of that expectation, then we get a little confused.